Right. And as the rogue is off doing that, what about you? Cleric. You want to head to your temple? All right, that's reasonable. So you're able to leave behind the rest of the group as they're enjoying a few drinks. You see the rogue scouting out a very rich-looking lady and probably going to be trying to steal something from her. But you're able to make your way out into the streets. It is very late in the evening, and there are not many people out and about. But you manage to very quickly, with past that you've traveled 1,000 times, make your way to the temple. The grand doors are splendid with a variety of motifs. Your goddess of fertility has a plethora of symbols, some involving penises, some involving large bosom, but all of them certainly enticing in a way to those who see them. And no matter how hard you do try to fight back, you do feel a stirring of arousal within you. As you manage to make your way into the front doors, you see a few priestesses and priests are finishing up a sermon, one in which they advocate the rights of people to enjoy life, that it was given to them by this goddess. And sermons that you have heard 1,000 times and no doubt given an equal number. And as you arrive, one of the acolytes does take notice. They haven't seen you in a few days. And as they look you over, they see a few of the scrapes and scraps from your encounter with the goblins. You can't help but see a bit of, how should I put it? It's more than just concern on her face. Would you like to roll insight? Sure. 1 second. Go ahead and roll. And what did you... All right, 18. Plus your modifier. Yeah, oh, that is a pretty good result. Oh, okay. Yeah, the acolyte here is staring at you with a bit more than just concern for your well-being. It seems that she is fostering a crush on you of some kind. As she tries to not really meet your eyes, but does certainly take long glances of your body. She is quick to move around you and attempt to patch up your wounds as best she can. And she seems to be enjoying the closeness. You're able to hear her ask you, "So, is it going to be often that you're heading out and dealing with goblins instead of staying here at the temple? You know, we find it quite a bit more boring without you here." See, even the bells agree with me. You just light everything up. You are a gift from the goddess here on the material plane, and I adore you for that. As she speaks, you're able to watch your eyes wander up and down your form again, resting a hand on your thigh. And you know, the goddess teaches a great many things. Oh, look at me, I sound like someone who has taken Novas. I'm sorry, I don't know why I'm so flustered. I suppose that being around someone as charming and wonderful as you would have that effect on any woman, wouldn't it? Well, regardless, if you have nothing else to do this evening, I would love for you to aid me with my scripture studies.
I found a very particularly interesting book. It's called the Kama Sutra, I believe. A holy text of sorts, and I'd never really seen it before. Perhaps we could practice some of the arts written within it?
As she is offering this to you, you can roll to see if you know what the Kama Sutra is, or you can just kind of go into it blind.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, as you are able to follow the acolyte to her room, she is very, very eager, it seems, grabbing the book off the shelf and quickly shutting her door, locking it. So it's a very unique tome. I'd never seen anything quite like it before. I've seen things like it, but nothing... It's quite varied in its likeness. Listen to me. I sound so foolish. Regardless, I just wanted to say that... thank you, of course. You are... fucking divine. You are a messenger of our goddess and a brilliant beacon of hers. Okay, first things first, let's see here, pray first, we don't need that, we don't need to worry about those. Alright, part two, on sexual union. Kissing, here we go, kissing. That is a good place to start. So, we should try kissing, yes? so... Please, come here. It's something that I've had surprisingly little practice with, actually. As she steps closer to you, she quickly wraps her arms around your neck, and you are able to feel a bit of heat between you as she seems quite flushed. As she gets closer and closer, do you pull away? No? All right. As you are able to feel her lips lightly press against yours. It's all very... how should I put this? It's all very amateur. Her very first time seeming to do something. Her lips just pressing against yours at first, and she quickly tries to involve her tongue, but has no real idea how to do so. So... Do you let her keep fumbling around, or do you try to take some charge? Yeah. You are a acolyte of the goddess of fertility yourself. You've had a few experiences like this. As you're able to just grab around her waist again, tuck her close, and just lightly toy your tongue against hers. As you push it into her mouth and feel her try to push back, it's a bit of a wrestling as she grows more and more breathless with the kiss. You can feel her holding her breath as she finally pulls back, gasping, looking up at you like you hung the moon and stars. The kissing is good, kissing is good, yes. The kissing is good. Next up we have, oh goodness, sorry, what do you want to do? As she asks, what do you want to do? You are able to ask her to disrobe. And it seems like she was waiting for that, as she quickly pulls her arms out of her garment, and it falls around her. She steps out, wearing nothing beneath, her bosom perky, topped with pink nipples, and her pussy clearly unshaven, but dripping with delight. Yeah, what next? She asks breathlessly. Eager for your next words, eager for you. As you're able to order her to get on her knees, she drops down staring up at you with her big, bright eyes, her hair a bit of a mess. And as you're able to pull your cock free, she stares at it like it were a holy relic. Her mouth watering, a bit of drool going between her lips down to the ground. She shakes her head, pulling herself out of the stupor, and makes her way forwards. This was a bit later in the book, but we should jump ahead, I agree. As she quickly begins to slob all over your knob, she is very ill-practiced, you could say, but full of enthusiasm, mostly using her mouth and tongue. No use of her hand at all, and only focusing really on the head of your cock. But the enthusiasm does make up for it as she slowly starts to bob deeper and deeper on your cock. As she starts to gag upon it, she seems to have tears forming in her eyes, but they are not really discomfort. It's just her throat being clogged and not being able to breathe. Because to her, your dick is more important than air. As she gags herself continually, you're able to watch as she starts to play with herself, and moving between her leg and toying that pretty little pussy. As she continues to play with herself and tease your cock with her throat, she pulls away.
Your dick is so good.
As she speaks, it is a bit more raspy. She smiles widely. And you can see that there's something she wants to ask, but doesn't quite seem to know the words to say.
What do you finally want to...
They do come out.
Fuck me.
As she asks, almost begging. You don't have
to, I'm sorry. It's a really silly thing to...
She seems embarrassed, but as you are able to say that you would like to, her expression goes to pure ecstasy, pure joy, and she quickly stops playing with her pussy and just stares at your cock and then down between her legs. She quickly lies back and looks up at you.
All right, so we should do it about like this, right? You on top, me on the bottom. Your big, fat, hard cock pounding into my tight little pussy.
She begs.
Oh, God, I want it. I really want it. I really, really, really want it. Please.
And as you are able to shove your cock in between those lips, just the head passing through, she moans in delight, her body quivering in glee. As her cunt tries to suck more than just the head of your cock.
Oh, God.
She doesn't really seem to know exactly what to do, but having read some book about it, tries to mimic what she has read about. Slowly grinding her hips up against you. Occasional cute little moans escaping her. It doesn't take long until you are able to feel your body starting to reach a natural conclusion. As your orgasm does draw near, her earlier efforts blowing you and the tight, almost virginal holy cunt wrapped around your dick, there's almost no way that you can hold off. As you are able to warn her of what you're going to do. And she tightly wraps her legs around you, not wanting to let you pull away or waste a single drop of seed.
It's all going directly in me. Oh God. Oh God, it's one of fertility. So fucking fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me like you would anyone else. Fuck me. Oh God, yes. Yeah. Don't you dare think about pulling out. I want you to come. I want you. I want you. I want you.
She cries out in orgasm. It is bliss for you. A white hot flare through your mind as your cock pumps jet after jet of jizz into her. The acolyte on the ground, writhing, her tongue lolling from her mouth. She seems to be in a state of almost divine exhalation. It takes her several minutes to come down from the high, after which her legs do start to loosen around your waist.
I thank you for that, sir. My goodness. I've wanted that for so many years, and it's just never really worked out. You, that is, I've wanted you for... I'm sorry, I feel a bit foolish. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing the goddess's work. I know it's improper for you to stay in an acolyte's chambers, but would you want to spend the night?
And as she asks, you are able to look down at her.
And you agree.
All right, so she will cuddle with you for the rest of the night, being a bit more sappy than you were expecting for just a one-night stand. Seems like she has some genuine feelings for you. Anyway, good job, cleric. Hope you had some fun. Wizard, I think we'll talk to you next.